The Americans. Reconstruction to the 21st Century. Chapter 22. Section 1. Moving Toward Conflict. Before you read. In the last section, you read about the legacy of the Civil Rights Movement. In this section, you will read how the United States became involved in Vietnam. America supports France in Vietnam. Why did the U.S. get involved? Vietnam is a long, thin country on a peninsula in Southeast Asia. From the late 1800s until World War II, France ruled Vietnam. The French treated the Vietnamese badly. As a result, the Vietnamese often rebelled. The Communist Party in Vietnam organized many of the rebellions. The group's leader was Ho Chi Minh. In 1941, Japan conquered Vietnam. That year, the Vietnamese communists combined with other groups to form an organization called the Viet Minh. The Viet Minh's goal was to achieve independence for Vietnam. In 1945, Japan was defeated in World War II. As a result, the Japanese left Vietnam. The Viet Minh claimed independence for Vietnam. However, France wanted to retake control of Vietnam. French troops moved back into the country in 1946. They conquered the southern half of Vietnam. The Viet Minh took control of the north. For the next 8 years, the two sides fought for control of the entire country. The United States supported France during the war. America considered the Viet Minh to be communists. The United States, like other Western nations, was determined to stop the spread of communism. President Eisenhower explained his country's policy with what became known as the domino theory. Eisenhower compared many of the world's smaller nations to dominoes. If one nation fell to communism, the rest also would fall. The Viet Minh defeated the French. The final blow came in 1954. That year, the Viet Minh conquered the large French outpost at Dien Bien Phu. Several countries met with the French and the Viet Minh to negotiate a peace agreement. The agreement was known as the Geneva Accords. It temporarily split Vietnam in half. The Viet Minh controlled North Vietnam. The anti-communist nationalists controlled South Vietnam. The peace agreement called for an election to unify the country in 1956. Question 1. For what reason did the United States support France in the war? The United States steps in. Who were the Viet Cong? Ho Chi Minh ruled North Vietnam. Ngo Dinh Diem led South Vietnam. When it came time for the all-country elections, Diem refused to take part. He feared that Ho would win, and then all of Vietnam would become communist. The United States supported Diem's decision. The U.S. government provided aid to Diem. America hoped that Diem could turn South Vietnam into a strong, independent nation. Diem, however, turned out to be a terrible ruler. His administration was corrupt. He also refused to allow opposing views. By 1957, a rebel group had formed in the South. The group was known as the Viet Cong. It fought against Diem's rule. Ho Chi Minh supported the Viet Cong from the North. He supplied arms to the group along a network of paths that ran between North and South Vietnam. Together, these paths became known as the Ho Chi Minh Trail. John Kennedy became president after Eisenhower. Kennedy continued America's policy of supporting South Vietnam. He, like Eisenhower, did not want to see the communists take over Vietnam. Meanwhile, Diem's government grew more unstable. The Viet Cong rebels were gaining greater support among the peasants. The Kennedy administration decided that Diem had to step down. In 1963, military leaders overthrew Diem. Against Kennedy's wishes, they executed Diem. 2 months later, Kennedy himself was assassinated. Lyndon Johnson became president. The growing crisis in Vietnam was now his. Question 2. Who were the Viet Cong fighting? President Johnson expands the conflict. What was the Tonkin Gulf Resolution? South Vietnam did not improve after Diem's death. A string of military leaders tried to rule the country. Each one failed to bring stability. Johnson, however, continued to support South Vietnam. The president was determined to not lose Vietnam to the communists. In August 1964, Johnson received reports of an incident in the Gulf of Tonkin off North Vietnam. A North Vietnamese patrol boat allegedly had fired torpedoes at a U.S. destroyer. President Johnson responded by bombing North Vietnam. He also asked Congress for special military powers to stop any future North Vietnamese attacks on U.S. forces. As a result, Congress passed the Tonkin Gulf Resolution. The resolution granted Johnson broad military powers in Vietnam. In February 1965, President Johnson used his new power. He launched a major bombing attack on North Vietnam's cities. Question 3. What did the Tonkin Gulf Resolution grant President Johnson?